designing for EU data sovereignty and GDPR compliance. Build cloud architectures that meet strict EU regulatory requirements. Most conversations about EU data sovereignty start as a whisper, a cautious, "We should probably check this," during a project briefing, but they rarely stay quiet for long. Sooner or later, every leadership team discovers the same thing. In Europe, data sovereignty isn't a legal footnote. It's an operational reality that defines the entire architecture. I've worked with organizations under some of the toughest constraints. Public sector agencies navigating political sensitivities, global enterprises operating across jurisdictions, and teams trying to deploy AI in a landscape where regulations evolve faster than roadmaps. And in every case, the conversation starts the same way. We thought we were compliant until we looked closely. That moment changes everything, because data sovereignty isn't really about data. It's about trust. The real problem, what you don't see can hurt you. Most leaders assume data sovereignty simply means keep the data in the EU. That's only the surface. The real risks hide in places teams don't think to check. Telemetry exported to US-based analytics tools. AI prompts leaving the EU during model inference. Logs replicated across regions. Support engineers with global access. Misconfigured SaaS tools. Hidden cross-border dependencies in cloud services. Global control planes that don't respect residency. Sovereignty issues rarely come from the obvious places. They come from the accidental ones. And regulators don't care whether the violation was intentional. The push and pull leaders feel. Executives are trapped between two pressures. On one side, move fast, innovate, adopt AI. Businesses can't afford to fall behind, especially now. On the other, stay compliant, keep data safe, avoid fines. One mistake can cost millions and permanently damage reputation. Data sovereignty isn't a purely technical challenge. It's a balancing act. Leaders want the future. Regulations want certainty. Architects are caught in the middle. Done wrong, sovereignty becomes a blocker. Done right, it becomes a competitive advantage. Sovereignty versus residency versus GDPR. What leaders actually need to know. These terms are often confused, but they mean very different things. Data residency, where data is physically stored. Our data stays in the EU. Data sovereignty, which laws govern that data. Only European Union law applies to our data. GDPR, how personal data must be handled, processed, and accessed. We comply with EU privacy rules. A system can have EU residency but no sovereignty. It can be GDPR compliant yet still violate sovereignty. It can store data in Europe while processing metadata elsewhere. This is where many organizations unintentionally fall out of compliance. The architecture behind true EU sovereignty. A sovereign cloud design isn't about building a bunker. It's about designing with intention. Leaders need three concrete assurances. 1. Data stays in the EU. Storage, backups, and failovers are regional. No silent replication outside EU regions. 2. Processing stays in the EU. AI inference, logs and diagnostics, metrics and telemetry. Everything stays local. 3. Access is governed by EU principles. No global admin access, no non-EU support paths, no silent cross-border exports. This is where cloud vendors differ, and where architecture matters more than ever. AI changes everything. AI is the biggest sovereignty risk most organizations weren't prepared for. Because AI systems don't just process data, they learn from it. Prompts, embeddings, vectors, token metadata, all of it can leave the EU if the environment isn't designed correctly. I've seen organizations assume they were compliant because the model endpoint is in Europe, while the real processing path involved US-based model control planes, global telemetry pipelines, metadata shared with providers, vector databases hosted outside the EU, prompt logs exported silently. Executives don't need to understand transformer architecture, but they do need to know where their intelligence and their customer data is traveling. AI sovereignty is the next compliance frontier, and most organizations aren't ready. The cost of getting it wrong. GDPR fines make headlines, but fines are rarely the real damage. What companies actually fear is losing customer trust, losing market access, losing certifications, losing the right to operate certain workloads, losing strategic advantage to more compliant competitors. In regulated industries, a single violation can stall an entire transformation program. Compliance isn't about avoiding fines. It's about protecting the future of the business. The businesses that win treat sovereignty as strategy, not constraint. Some organizations treat sovereignty like a checklist. They struggle. Others treat sovereignty as a design principle. They thrive. These organizations build strict network isolation, private-only services, regional AI inference, internal vector databases, zero-trust identity, policy-driven controls, environment-wide observability, automated compliance drift detection. This doesn't slow them down, it accelerates them, because they can innovate without fear. Executives love environments where the answer is no longer, "Let me check with legal," but instead, "Yes, we're already covered." The bottom line. EU data sovereignty isn't about regulation. It's about clarity, trust, and the freedom to innovate responsibly. Cloud architectures that respect sovereignty give leaders confidence, reduce systemic risk, unlock AI safely. They build trust with customers. They protect the business from geopolitical shifts. The cloud is global. Your data strategy doesn't have to be. I help organizations design architectures that stay compliant, stay resilient, and stay ahead, no matter how the regulatory landscape changes. Because in the end, sovereignty isn't about controlling data. It's about controlling your destiny.